On the heels of fighting pill mill clinics, Attorney General Pam Bondi says Florida is suffering from another crisis that's also affecting the nation, opioid abuse.
We know these drugs are coming into our country from Asia. It's heroin coming in, it's fentanyl coming in, and it's carfentanil coming in. They're all mixed together. They're mixing heroin, and now who would have ever thought of this in a pill form? Five people dropped dead in a three-day period in Pinellas County, and it was a Xanax pill that they thought they were buying for a couple dollars off the street.
Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid drug that is at least 50 times stronger than heroin, while carfentanil, another controlled substance, is potent enough to tranquilize an elephant. Bondi says her office just signed an agreement with the company to get a reduced price on a nasal form of naloxone that can help treat drug overdoses.
Narcan is what, this is what it looks like. It's a nasal spray, no different than any over-the-counter nasal spray. It's in a bottle. And what it sells for, we're getting it for a dramatic reduction in cost. And we want to thank Adapt Pharma. We hope a lot of other people will step up to the plate now who also manufacture things like this.
And Bondi says legislatively she has two bills on her radar. The first already heading to the House floor adds fentanyl and other deadly synthetic drugs to Florida's drug trafficking statute. The other cracks down on sober homes, which Bondi says are not legitimate treatment facilities.
They are horrible places. They're mainly based in the Palm Beach area, and that's where addicts are being taken in under the guise of getting the rehab that they need and further addicted to drugs. This sober home legislation will give the governor's agencies the power to regulate them and put them out of business like we did with the pill mills. It will also give my Office of Statewide Prosecution the ability to go after them as well.
Governor Rick Scott says the issue is personal for him.
I had a family member dealing with drug abuse, and he's struggled with drug abuse his entire life. And I can tell you, I wish there was that I knew exactly what to do for him. I can just tell you it was devastating. His life has been devastated, but it's also had a dramatic impact on my mom's life. And she died a few years ago, and I can tell you every day what bothered her the most is the fact that she could not change my brother's life.
In addition to putting money into this year's budget to help reduce heroin abuse, Scott says he's now directing several of his agencies to host community workshops all across the state.
The Attorney General's team is also going to be involved in this and will play absolutely a big role. In my direction, these agencies will travel to counties facing an increase in opioid-related deaths to host community workshops with local leaders, law enforcement, health directors, treatment providers, and community members. The goal with this is to try to organize those ideas to see if we can find out exactly some things that we can do to have an impact. In the end, it's always going to come down to that individual and that family is going to have to deal with this issue.
Law enforcement agencies across the state are also working to do their part. Coconut Creek Police Chief Butch Arnell is the president of the Florida Police Chiefs Association.
We are planning on attacking this problem and staying unified. I come from an area in southeast Florida that is considered to be the epicenter of the opioid problem. And I had never thought we'd get to a day where our officers are out there having to administer something to individuals to try to save their life on scene. That's usually resigned to EMS, fire personnel, but they are working with us to give us those tools to do it.
Meanwhile, in addition to working on this crisis in Florida, Bondi was recently appointed to sit on President Trump's Opioid and Drug Abuse Commission. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.